I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front. One way to prevent the kind of massive loss of a species that knocked out the chestnut is through seed banks. On a recent visit to Asheville, North Carolina, I visited the North Carolina Arboretum's Germplasm Repository, where scientists focus on storing and saving native medicinal and food plants. Here's the director.
My name is Joanne McCoy, and I'm the director of the North Carolina Arboretum Germplasm Repository. What we decided here was to start a collection that was just native plants and medicinals.
This is unusual, right? What medicinals is very interesting and unusual.
Because they usually get left out of all of the worldwide gene banks. After conserving things and we know they're taken care of, then we can encourage people to use the collections for developing economic advantage, for example, with things like ginseng.
I think this is relevant to, Pennsylvania, their ginseng growers send their product to China.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. They're having troubles getting their ginseng into our markets and into other international markets because of the heavy metal residues, because of their soil. We have the National Black Cohosh Germplasm Collection, and those are two in the top selling dietary supplements worldwide. Mm-hmm. With the changing climate and the temperatures, plants like black cohosh and ginseng and golden seal that grow in a shaded mesic cove environment will be some of the first things to be affected. So the fact that they're backed up in seed banks is really the best form of conservation really there is right now. We also do quality control work with the natural product industry where we do testing. Adulteration is huge in the natural products industry. The best example right now is the cinnamon. The majority of the cinnamon that we get in the U.S. is cassia cinnamon, which has an incredibly high rate concentration of coumarin, which destroys kidney and liver function. And this is something people really need to understand a lot more about because kids eat so much cinnamon.
Well, can you show us just a bit around some?
So we have three labs. We have the chemistry lab next door where we do the extracts. These are vials of endophytes. That's golden seal. Those are two of the most...
What's that in the
jar? That's a ginseng root. This is what the Chinese highly prize and give as gifts, which is an American ginseng root. They consider this to be auspicious because it's shaped like a human. It does look like a human. It's a little gross, really.
Yep.
You'll turn it around, okay. TMI. This one is Sochan. It's a Cherokee plant. We also have 5 grant projects with the Cherokee tribe. Recently gotten a grant to develop a collection of their native traditional foods and plants for their school to use for educational purposes. We actually did a nutrient panel on it also as part of the grant and found it to be more nutritious than kale. So we're going to work on potentially getting this introduced into their school lunch program, as diabetes is a huge issue in the tribe, and if we can get the young people to eat their traditional greens, it could be a really, a really beneficial program.
That was Joanne McCoy, director of the North Carolina Arboretum's Germplasm Repository. Check out that ginseng in a compromising position on my Twitter feed @AfrontJennifer.